Motzei Shabbos, Tes, Adar, Tavshin, Pei, Hey. It's Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh. And we are in Nehemiah at the end of the third perek. Last we learned Pesukim Lamed Aleph and Lamed Hey. So we're up to Pasuk Lamed Vav. Shema Elokeinu. Here, something not common in Pesukim in Tanakh, but something that is within the genre of Sefer Nehemiah, which is Nehemiah is talking, suddenly switches to just a prayer that he says directly to Hashem. Shema Elokeinu, ki hayinu vuza. Hashem, listen how we were disgraced. The Hashem Cher Pasam El Roisham, pay back the enemies of Klal Yisrael by putting the shame that they put towards us onto their heads. Usneim leviza be'eretz shivya, and put them to be disgraced in the land in a foreign land. They should be sent out of their lands and be in foreign lands. So this is very interesting. Let's finish his prayer and then we'll go back and examine it. Ve'al techas al avonam v'chatosam milfanecha al timache. Do not cover up their sin. V'chatosam milfanecha al timache. And their iniquity should stay in front of you. Do not erase it from in front of you. Ki hichisu l'neged haboinim. Because they were very upsetting towards the people building the walls of Yerushalayim. Okay, so before we get to the last pasuk, which is already a switch in saying what ended up happening at this point, but let's examine this for a moment. Something significant over here also, for we have this week the Purim story and the reading of the Megillah and what we say there. We're going to compare it, but let's see first what Nehemiah says. So Nehemiah says, Shema Elokeinu. Now, Elokeinu is, Vilna Gaon says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. What's Elokeinu? So we know Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Midas HaChesed. Elokeinu is Midas HaDin. Shema Elokeinu is appealing to Midas HaDin. It means Hashem as a Dayan, as a judge. Listen as a judge and make a judgment upon our enemies. Shema Elokeinu, and the Vilna Gaon says Elokeinu, as opposed to Elokim. Elokim means Baal HaKoicha Iskulam, the one who is the master of all powers. Elokeinu means that we're mentioning that in addition to him being the master of all powers, he is Mashkiach Aleinu B'Protos. That's how the Vilna Gaon says it. He has Ashkacha Pratis on Klal Yisrael. So it's not just that he's in charge, Hashem's in charge of all powers in the world, but he uses his being in charge of all the powers in the world to bring about Hashkacha Pratis on Klal Yisrael, because he's Mashkiach Aleinu B'Fratos. That's the end, Elokeinu. He's Elokim, but he's Elokeinu. He's our Elokim. So that's exactly what Nehemiah is saying. Shema Elokeinu, Hashem, you are the all-powerful, the one who's the source of all power in the world, and you're a judge. We know Elohim means a judge. So I'm appealing to you as a judge, but as Eloheinu, as the judge and the power behind all powers in the world, who is Mashkiach Aleinu B'Fratos, who gives us special attention and special Hashkacha Pratis to deal with us in a way that gets involved in our lives more than any other nation in the world. So that's the background to the request that Nehemiah has. See how disgraced we were. And Hashem Cherpasam El Rosham. The Hashem Cherpasam El Rosham. Now this Lashon is very interesting. We're going to look now in Al HaNisim that we're going to say 1 week from today on Shabbos here in Yerushalayim on Purim. Most of the world is going to say it this coming Friday. on the 14th of Adar. Let's see what it says. The Lashon of Al Anisim. Don't forget, the Lashon of Al Anisim. We're going to say it on Shabbos, on the 15th of Adar here in Yerushalayim, and everywhere else on the 14th. But this phraseology of Al Anisim supposedly should have been written around the time of Nehemiah. Around the time of Nehemiah. This is around the same time. Let's see the Lashon over there. Okay. Bimei Mordechai v'Esther b'shushan abirak she'amad aleim haman ha'rasha b'kish la'hashmin la'arug la'abed eskola Yehudi minar v'adzakin tafin nashim b'yom echad b'shlosh asar l'chodesh neim asar v'chodesh adar v'shalom l'voiz v'ata b'rachamecha ha'rabim hefarta es atzasoi v'kilkalta es machshavtoi. You Hashem, with your infinite mercy on the Jewish people, you undid his Eitzah, the plan he had, Kilkatas Machshapto, you thwarted his thoughts that he had thought about Klal Yisrael. And here's the part we want, the Hashevaisa Lo Gemulo Berosho. Those words sound familiar. The Hashevosa Lo Gemulo Berosho. And you return to him just desserts to his head. The Hashevosa Lo Gemulo Berosho. The Talu Osoves Bonaval Heitz. And they hung him and his sons on the tree that he had set erected to hang Mordechai. Like the Vilna Gaon says on the Pirush on the Megillah, that when Haman came and set up the tree, and the Gemara tells us that it says Asher Heichin Lo, and really it means Lo Heichin. He had set it up for Mordechai, but really set it up for himself. Yeah. So take a look here back in our pasuk Lamed Vav. Shema Elokeinu Keinu Vuzah VeHashev Cherpasam El Roisham. Hashev Cherpasam El Roisham. This is the same idea that we say here. Vashivos Lugmul Barosho. There's also Psukim other places. In Tehillim there's a Pasuk. I don't know if anyone here in this Bucky in Tehillim. I didn't check where it is in Tehillim. It says also such a Lashon. Hashev Cherpasam El Roisham. So what does this mean? To return the disgrace that they placed upon us, El Roisham. So we would understand it means upon them, but what's this? It doesn't say just Aleihem. It says El Roisham. What does that mean, onto their heads? Any suggestions? What does it mean? The Hashiv Kherpa al Rasham. So what does it say over here? It's important. We need to know what we're saying in Al Anisim this coming week. The Chora, the Pshat is gonna be whatever the Pshat is in the Pasuk over here. What is the Pshat of the Pasuk over here? It says the Mitzudos, Vahashev Mashim Kharpin Osanu Hashev Alehim, Utnaim Levizoyon Kasha Yiyu Be'eret Shivya. So the Mitzudo says Al Roshim just means upon them, which is probably how Art Scroll would translate. I didn't check, but that's probably the standard translation. Vashivosu lo gmulo berosho probably means upon him.
It's a poetic way of saying it.
Perhaps.
You're saying it's for the purpose of poetry?
So the question is there a deeper pshat? What does it mean to return it upon their heads? So, And is the words here Al Rosho or El Rosho?
El.
El.
I have El.
So the way the Matsudos learning upon them, it would make more sense were it to say Al Rosho.
Right.
Al Rosham. Doesn't say Al Rosham. It says El Rosham. That's not how you say upon them. To their heads. What does that mean? Also in Al Anisim. The Ashivoso Lo Gmulo Berosho. Berosho. In their head. What does that mean? He wasn't shot or something like that. He was hung. What does it mean? Berosho. Doesn't sound like it's upon them.
Sounds like something more mental.
So, we have a few other places where we have such a lushin. Let's see, for example, in Mishle, Chaf Vav Chaf Zayin. Says like this, Shlomo Melech. Okay, similar, but it doesn't, starting to go in the right direction, it's not helping us with the Rosho. Kore Shachas Bayipol. Kore Shachas. Bayipol, someone who digs a pit will fall into the pit he dug. V'golel even elav tashuv. And someone who rolls a stumbling stone into people's way will roll back to him and he will trip over it. Okay, there is the idea of elav tashuv, that what a person sets up for others will come back to him. But that doesn't help us with the Bereishai. In Ovadia, Aleph Tesvav, let's check out. But the idea, we're starting to get the idea over here, this idea we've heard about in the past from Rav David Vali in a number of places in Tanakh, has told us a fascinating yisod. There's a famous song about it, I learned up growing up. Something about you can't be friendly with a crocodile or something. But the yesod is that the Sitra Achra has no Hakar Satov. The Sitra Achra has no Hakar Satov. The Satan has no Hakar Satov. If a person helps out the Satan to accomplish things that the Satan wants to be accomplished, he thinks he's going to get on his good side, he has no Hakar Satov. Just the opposite. What the person invests to trip other people up, to hurt other people, that may be something that the Satan has an agenda to accomplish, you think, I helped him out. No. The Ra that was created by this person exists and will end up being the cause of his own demise. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in the Pasuk that we just read.
He come to aid against you.
That's right. That's a perfect example how he doesn't have a Karsa Tov. That's right. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech here says. Dig a bit, you dig a pit, you'll fall into it. You put a stumbling block, it will roll back and you'll trip over it. It's the opposite of another pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech says, a more famous pasuk. Give out bread to many people. Eventually it will come back to you. Shlach lachmecha al rov mayim, al pnei hamayim, berov yamim tzimtzena. Give out a lot of tzedakah, eventually you'll help, later on in life will help. You'll end up helping you yourself. That's Latzara Tov. That is Akar Satov. But over here, let's see what the pasuk says in Ovadia. Ovadia Aleph Tesvav. Ki karov yom Hashem al kol hagoyim. The great day of the Geula is coming close, the day of Hashem. It will be a day where there will be judgment on all the goyim. Kasha asisa Ye'aselach, what you did will be done back to you. Gemulecha yashuv b'roishecha. Your just deserts will be returned b'roishecha, to your head. Oh, this is already very similar to our Lashonos, especially to the Lashon over here, v'ashivosolo gmulo b'rosho. So what does this mean? Gmulcha yashuv el reish bereishecha. So if we look here, it says like this. Pasuk tesvav. Yashuv bereishecha. See if the Malbim helps us out. Malbim says, "Kfi agmol shegeder agmulo is paliyos ha'eva ve'akina shal piv asisa samase gmulcha yashuv bereishecha." No, it takes it as a phrase. It doesn't tell us what the words mean. One pshat, one could say, is depending on the context, but in the context of our pasuk, coming back to our pasuk over here, Cherpasam, Hashem Cherpasam El Roisham, their Roisham being plural, could mean their leaders. It could mean that the disgrace should return to their leaders. El Roisham, to their leaders. Over here, when it's talking about Hashivos Gmula Berosho, about Haman, it doesn't seem to mean that, because we're already talking about Haman specifically. So Beroshoi seems to mean Hashivos Gmula Beroshoi, returned to his Rosh. So perhaps it means what Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Megillah. What was one of the reasons why Esther invited Haman to the party? The Gemara gives many reasons. The Gemara says all these reasons were included in her plan. And one of them is, the pasuk says, Lifnei Shever Gaon. Before a smashing and destruction comes a peak of success. So Esther knew this Yisod, so she said, we're going to give him a peak of success, and then maybe then he'll be able to be smashed. So what was the peak of success? That only he was invited with the king and the queen to the party. So give him that great honor, and then everyone will be saying, phew, wow, it's just the king, the queen, and Haman.
The bait.
That's right. And then he'll be able to have his fall. So perhaps that could be the pshat by Haman over here. There's a chiddush over here, by say. Do you have something to say at the Purim Suda now? Vashivoso lo gemulo berosho. You gave him his destruction at his pinnacle, at the height of his success, when he was at the top peak, the head of his career. Berosho, he was at the highest point. The head is the highest point. He was at the highest point. The highest point he reached, that's when you destroyed him. Vashivoso lo gemulo beroshoi. Okay, that could possibly be. That's a chiddush. I'm going to read you where Rav David Vali says, and we'll see if that is going to be another pshat in for us over here. So he says like this: Ha'ish hakasher hazeh, Nehemiah was a kasher Jew. Shehaya boteach b'Hashem yisborach. He had bitachon in Hashem v'yada. He knew she'ein hatzlacha la'adam ella be'ezer Hashem v'yeshua asai. He knew that a person cannot succeed without God's help. Lefichach, therefore, k'sheshama ha'bizayon shel elu. He knew that no one can do anything without Hashem's help. Okay, we have here some very important politicians, Sanblat and his friends. And they're threatening. Let them threaten. It's not up to them whether they'll succeed to do anything against the Jewish people. It depends on who. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the minute he heard their threats, miyad immediately, nispala leilav yisparach. He immediately davened to Hashem. And that's the pasuk here that we just on, pasuk lamed vav, Perek Gimel. Shema Elokeinu. He said, Hashem, listen! It's not about us listening to the news. It's about asking Hashem to listen to the news. Hashem, listen to what they're saying! Get involved! Stop them from doing this! This is ridiculous! This is what they want to do to your people. I remember, I mentioned this once, but not in this context. 20 years ago, I was in Har Tzofim, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and on Sunday having our son Yaakov, and on Sunday morning, we were there in the hospital, and they had, maybe it was Motzi Shabbos, I don't remember, and they had these screens on, and the news was saying, late-breaking news, that Iran came up with this new idea. They want to make a nuclear bomb and blow up Israel. They announced it. They're planning on doing it. They're getting to work. It's 20 years ago. So when someone hears such a news report, so we learn now how you're supposed to respond to it. This is Nehemiah's response is, he turned to Tzvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're at Bitachon, you realize, let them say what they want to say. It's all dependent on Hashem anyway. So, if Hashem gives them the ability to do it, they'll be able to do it. Hashem doesn't give them the ability to do it, they won't be able to do it. Lefichach, therefore, kshashama bizayon shel elu, miyad nispal elav yisparach b'loshon hazeh. When he heard them saying this, immediately he davened to Hashem. Shema elokeinu, ayinu buza. Look how we were made to be disgraced. V'hashiv cherpasam el roisham. Put that disgrace upon them, or to their heads, to their leaders, which name the Biza Be'et Shivya. So says Rav David Bali, what is going on here? He said this, Kedei she'yis'oireh Hashem yisbarach lasos l'man kvod shmo, imlo l'man am shel Yisrael. So there's two implications here. Shema Elokeinu ki hayinu buza. This we say every day, and every day we have Tachon on Mondays and Thursdays. We say it much more at length. We talk again and again about HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving Klal Yisrael because it's for Klal Yisrael's sake, but also because it's a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his nation should be downtrodden, and therefore that's Shema Elokeinu. This that we say, you are Hashem who is Mashkiach Aleinu Befratos. You have this special connection with Klal Yisrael, so it's a disgrace to you if they're downtrodden. So this buza, this shaming that they did is a shaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that when Goyim attack Jewish people, Mashal Amad Davar Dome, what is it compared to? Mashal to a king who put a statue of himself in the town square. As time went on, some people got upset at the king. They got very upset at the king. They, in fact, they wanted to go fight against the king. But they knew if they fight against the king, they'll all be killed out. So instead, they went and they tore down the statue of the king. So too says the Medrash. That's what happened when Goyim fight against Jewish people. They're not missing the Jewish people. They're fighting against the king. But they don't have guts to fight against the king. So they say they're fighting against the Jewish people. So too, that's what Nehemiah says, Shema Elokeinu! Listen! What's going on here is they're fighting against you. They're shaming not the Jewish people. Their shame is being directed towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we are your chosen nation. You're Elokeinu. So stand up for your own honor. That's the first thing. V'od ki abizayon mechaper avon. V'im hayu lahem avonos yiskaper b'bizayonam. Ki asitra achran nitla eschelka ve'asasa eschela b'inyan abizayon. V'shuv ein latayna acheres. U'magam she'aneh lovim ve'inam olvim aleim akasav omer ve'ovim k'tis Hashem shemgurasai. Kvar yadua she'kol acherpa she'osim achitzonim ala kedusha hi chozeres al roshan b'lisafi ki eina yechol lisyashi b'kedusha atzma me'achar she'ina mekoyma. So he says, unbelievable. We know this is famous, he said, became very famous over the last 15 years. The idea that a person who is embarrassed, who is shamed, and doesn't respond in a negative way towards the person that shamed him, has a tremendous koach to give a bracha. He has a big zechuyos. Like it says, Ne'elavim ve'enan olvim, shomim cherpasan ve'enan meshivim, those who are shamed and don't shame back, they hear that they are being put down, and they don't put the other person down. Aleim, Akasavome, it says about such people, the Oavav Ketes Hashem is Bikvirasa. The Dan Neshamas in the future are going to shine no less than the shine of the sun when the sun rises. It's a tremendous sechus. So he says, what was included in this prayer, and this is big stuff, this is, we should include this in our Tachanun. Lineta, I hope to put a note in my Siddur referring to this piece in Radha Bavali in the Tachanun davening for Mondays and Thursdays. When we talk there so much about, oh, Hainu Lag Vakelis Bagoyim, Nechshavnu Katzel Motevach Yuva, Laharu Galabir, Lakar Lachepa, look how we've been disgraced. What's the point of that? What are we saying exactly? Why are we embellishing that so much? Why are we saying that? Look how we were disgraced. Says Moshe David Bali, says like this: when the Tzara Tumma disgraces the Tzara Kedusha, how did they have the right to do that? How did the Tzara Tumma have the right to do that? Because they were Averos. But now that they shame the Tzara Kedusha, that's Mechaper the Averos. That itself is Mechaper the Averos. Now that it's Mechaper the Averos, now we can ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to step in and save us. Look, they already shamed us. That's Mechaper the Averos. When is it Mechaper the Averos? If we don't answer back. If we accept, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a cheshbon. What happened? David Melech Yisrael, and Shimi ben Gera, Hu Kilalani Klala Nimretzes. The Gemara says he called them all different names. Shimon ben Gera was an important person. He was the Ava Sanhedrin. He was the Rosh Sanhedrin. And he came and he cursed out David HaMelech and threw dirt on him when David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom. And he called him all different terrible things. And he didn't answer back. And his people said, oh, we're going to go kill him for you. He's Murid B'Malchus. He said, oh, leave him. Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to curse me. Well, if he wanted to curse me and Hashem didn't want him to curse me, he would have been able to curse me. He wouldn't have been able to curse me. Like Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. So what do you want from him? Afterwards, at the end of David's life, he tells Shlomo HaMelech, make sure you punish him. But at the time, he didn't kill him. And the Gemara tells us, and the Medrash brings it, and Yalkut Shemoini, at the beginning of Megillas Esther, when we're introduced to the great Tzaddik, Mordechai Tzaddik, right? Ushimaha Mordechai. But where'd he come from, this guy Mordechai? Ben Yair. He was the son of Yair. Ben Shimi, who was a descendant of Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera, he was the one that cursed David HaMelech. He had a descendant, Mordechai. Says the Medrash, Shimi ben Gera's son, who ended up being the great-grandfather of Mordechai, was begotten after the incident of Shimi ben Gera cursing David. Were David to have allowed his soldiers to kill Shimi ben Gera and responded, there would have been no Mordechai. There would have been no solution to the Haman Gzeira. It would have been finished. So it looked like, oh, look what a difficult situation David HaMelech is in. He's being cursed by the Rosh Sanhedrin, who happens to be, like we see in this pasuk, was from the family of Binyamin. That was the big intense machlokas over there, because the Malchus had been by Binyamin, by Shaul, and now it's switched to David from Yehuda, and here's the Rosh Sanhedrin from Binyamin, and he's cursing out David from Yehuda. And it looks like, what did David HaMelech, David leaves like with his tail between his legs, it looks like he is so downtrodden. But if we look at the longer, bigger picture, suddenly we see that the whole Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, the whole Purim, where did the whole Purim come from? From Shimi ben Gera having a child after he should have been killed by David. Why didn't David kill him? Because David said, Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. David had bitachon in Hashem. Okay, this person, he plotted against me. He found when I was running away from the palace, I was my weakest point. He didn't have the guts to come to me in the palace when I was running away. I had nothing. I was being chased by my son. I was running away. And then he comes and he curses me. And he curses me in such a big way. And he throws dirt on me and I'm the king. He deserves to be killed. He's the worst guy in history. you know, Hashem told him to do it. I have bitachon. I can keep going.
And weren't his guards about to kill him and he stopped them?
He stopped them.
He stopped.
He said, Hashem amar lekaleo.
Yeah.
And from this, Klal Yisrael saved. From this, we have Purim every year. And if not, Vanita la Kamedia, the story of Klal Yisrael, the way we know it, would have finished in the time of Haman. So we don't understand, what does it mean? A person is downtrodden, he's cursed out by somebody who he respects, Shem Ibn Gero, some of his respected person. Or in our story, these politicians, they're cursing out the Jewish people, says Moshe David Bali. That's what Nehemiah is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nehemiah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, they plotted against me. They cursed us out. We didn't respond. We have bitachon. Our averos have been nimchal. That is mochel our averos. Now we're ready for your yeshuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready for you. We're ready for your yeshuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready for you to bring us the yeshuos now. Wow. So that is when we say in Mondays and Thursdays in the Tachanun, all these psukim, for example, take a look here. And we say it again and again, but this is a whole different understanding. If you look here, it's feel of Monday and Thursday. Oh. He says like this in the Siddur. Halfway through the Tachanun, says like this. It is in the Tachanun.
Which
parrot? So like this.
Which parrot?
Well, what?
Ask one more time.
Which one? I don't have it in my Tachanun truck yet, but.
No, which one? The first one, the fifth one.
I mean, every sitter divides it differently. But. So like this.
It's the long
Tachanun
I'm talking about, not the everyday.
Says like this. Kale. This is in where it starts up, if this is what that means, it's the last section, starts up with Seach Yad
B'Shuva. Why don't you just say least of all, because you don't have time to say
it. So it says like this. Kale. Habita dal kevoideinu bagoyim. Look at how little respect we are given amongst the nations. The Shiktsunu Ketuma Sanida. And they have ostracized us as if we were defiled, just as a man doesn't get close to a woman who's Anida. They've put us to the side. So, what are we saying by that? After we say that, we say, Oyerog Vuroscha V'Kenoscha Loivecha. Arouse your Mida of Gvura and your kina, your vengeance and jealousy against your enemies, because our enemies are your enemies, like we said. Haim Yevoshu, they should be disgraced. V'yechatu migvurasam, they should be full of fear from their own strengths, because they had put their strengths against us. Now they should fear that coming back against them. That's at the end of the long Tachanun, and then again we say in the Tachanun that we say every day, It's like this. Not in every day. In the sitting down part of Tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays, you say like this: Ha Beit Mishamayim U'e. Look down from heaven and see. Ki Hayinu La'ag Vakeles. We were ridiculed by Goyim amongst the nations.
This is very famous. This is my dad's favorite. Mordechai Hirschman.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. What are we saying? That we were ridiculed by the Goyim.
It's Zorim
Oimrim Mechachelas Hatikva, okay? Yes.
Yeah.
V'chol Shuv Micharan Apecha. But so according to Moshe David Vali, what are we saying? In the merit that we were disgraced, we now have the right to ask you, Hashem, to change your way of dealing with us, your anhaga, from being upset at us, and to bring us to Yeshua. In the merit of us being disgraced. Because he says, what happens when a Jew is disgraced? When a Jew is disgraced, so then it's a kapara for his averos. And now it's time for him to ask for a Yeshua. Now what happens with all the negative energy from the terrible words that were said? The disgraceful, harmful, hurtful words, what happens with them? So he says like this. He says, because they had averos, people had the ability to say these shameful words. But now that they were said, the person got a kapara. And now the Sitra Achra has no ability to claim anything. He doesn't have any leverage against this person after he was already shamed. So now what's going to happen with these shameful words? Kol hacherpa she'osim achitzonim el hakdusha hi choizeres al roisham bli safek. All of those harmful words will boomerang back onto the koach hatoma that it came from. Why? Ki eina yecholu liyisyashev bakdusha atzma me'achar she'ena mekoma. Because there's no place for it to reside by the tzad hakdusha once it is not its place, because their averes already have been cleansed by the shame. Once the shame cleans the averes, there's no place for the curse to land on the tzaddik dusha, on the head of the tzaddik. Instead, it goes back to the rasha. V'zeo shamar v'ashav cherpasim el rosham. So this is really the idea that we say here, also in Tachanun, also in the Alanisim. We're saying that once we had the gzeira of Haman against the Jewish people, and that was because there were averos, like the Gemara says, because they acted inappropriately by going to the Suda of Achashverosh and by bowing to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara tells us, as a result, there was a gzeira. But once the gzeira came, in Klal Yisrael was chos b'tshuva from that gzeira, so now there's no place for it to lie on the Jewish people. So where does all that negative energy go? Someone has to be destroyed. Haman was destroyed. It's not some Haman was destroyed. It was a boomerang. The same koach that Haman put into destroying the Jewish people ended up causing him to be destroyed, and that's why his 10 sons had to be destroyed. Because 10 represents the entire unit. So the entire unit, even though Haman had more sons than that, but he needed to have 10 of his sons, something. All of his sons are destroyed. But the point is that at least 10 of his sons are destroyed. It means there was a complete destruction of Haman's home, of Haman's family. That was a boomerang of the fact he wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And that's what it means, that it returned to him. And perhaps that's another remez, the Hashivosalo Berosho, that the source of the destruction here came from Haman's own plot, from Mein Kampf, from Haman's head, from Haman's plot. The plot that Haman made, his plot that he plotted in his head, came back to him. Why to his head? Because that's where the whole thing came from. The whole thing came from what he plotted. And that's the words in Alanisim that we say Hefatis atza so vikilkalta machshav to. It's going about the Eitzah and the Machshava of Haman. His plotting was destroyed, and instead it came back to where it came from. Now, what do we say after the reading of the Megillah? Let's find it over here. After the reading of the Megillah, we say it like this. Let's find it. Okay. After reading the Megillah, we say like this: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Harav Es Rivenu Hadan Es Dineinu. Hashem, you fight our battles, you judge our judgments. Ve'anokim Es Nikmasenu, Ve'amishalem Gimul L'chol Evei Nafshenu. You pay back the just deserts to all our enemies. Ve'anifra Lanu Mitzareinu, Baruch Ata Hashem Anifra L'am Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem Hakel HaMoshia. So it's a bracha that Hashem pays back the enemies of the Jewish people, which is the theme we've been talking about. And then we say this piyut at night called Asher Heini. Asher Heini, Hashem undid the atzas goyim vayafir machshavos arumim. He undid the plans and the thoughts of the sly ones, our enemies. It says, Haman rose up against us. Bekumalenu Adam Rasha. An evil man rose up against us. Nezer Zadon Mizera Amalek. Netzer Zadon Mizera Amalek. He was a intentionally evil person from the descendants of Amalek. Ga'a, he was full of haughtiness. Ve'ashro, through his wealth. Ve'kara lo bor, he dug a pit for himself. That's the pasuk we had in Mishle. He dug his own pit. And his greatness was his own trap. Dima binafsho lilkod. He planned in his scheming, in his mind, to trap. Venilkad, and he was trapped. Bikesh lehashmid. He asked to destroy the nishmad, and he was destroyed. Mehera. This is what we're saying. Exactly what we're saying. His plan returned to him. Zamam Rasha Lahakris Tzadik. The Rasha Haman made a plan to kill the Tzadik Mordechai. V'nilkad Tamei Bidei Tahor. And instead, he who was impure was caught in the hands of the pure one Mordechai. Taman Belibo Machshavos Arumav. V'ismak Elasus Ra. He had hidden thoughts in his heart to do terrible things to Jewish people. Yado Shalach B'Kedoy Sheikel. He did an action against Jewish people by giving over his money to Achashverosh, Kaspo Nassan, Lahachris Sikram. And then after Mordechai aroused Klal Yisrael to tshuva, and Esther came into the scene, Amad B'Oshroi, the Nafal, the Rishoy, Asa Lo Eitz, the Nitla Alav, the very tree that he made to kill Mordechai on, he was hung on the tree. That's the idea of him being hung on the tree. Everything he plotted against the Jewish people came back upon him. And that's the idea of Venafochu. Pihem Paschu Kol Yoshvei Sevel, everyone in the world announced, Kippur Haman Nepach Lepureinu. The poor, the lots of Haman, came out for our good. Oyev nitan tachas nafsho. The Oyev Haman was put in the place of the Tzadik Mordechai. He was killed instead of Mordechai. Haman uvana v'al ha'etz talisa. So that is the idea that at the end it's Arurim Kol HaRashayim and Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim. And this is what Nechemiah is telling us over here. But it's so applicable in our own lives. And this is a very important Purim theme. If we could take this would be a great Purim theme for this year. We would look for a Purim theme for the year. The Ne'alavim Ve'en Ovim, the Mila, the Klal Yisrael, was so spoken against by Haman, and they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did tshuva, they said, this is a message from Hashem. And where do we have in our own lives? We find people maybe say things we don't like, plot against us, like, do we turn to them? We turn to Hashem. If we turn to Hashem, because it comes from the bitachon, like David HaMelech had, the bitachon that everything's from Hashem, no one can succeed in doing anything unless Hashem has some plan for us that's ultimately for our own good. Maybe there was some avera I needed a kapar for, now I can ask for a Yeshua. Look what Yeshua came when David didn't answer back to Shimi ben Gera. From that came the descendants of Shimi. From that came Mordechai. This is why, says the Pele Yoetz, if you're choosing who to give Shalachmanis to, give it to someone who you think has a vendetta against you. Yeah. Why? Because he realizes he can't do anything to you unless Hashem wants him to do it. So may as well make friends with him. May as well send him a nice Shalachmanis. Why? Because it's all about realizing we're all in Hashem's hands. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us difficulty, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans. No one can succeed to do anything against us without HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreeing to it. And once we are the recipients of difficult things from another person, then we have a kapara, and then the Yeshua can come. That's Hashem. We should all have a Purim Sameach. We have to make a plan for next Motzei Shabbos.
9 o'clock.
We could do 9 o'clock. I don't know if people have Purim parties. I don't think I have a Purim party next Motzei Shabbos.
Going after we switched the clocks, were we at 9 was the latest we ever started? Did we start
I always forget 10? These things.
I do too. Did we start at 10?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so once it's the next week.
Whatever everybody wants.
Next week over here, Blue Netter at 9 o'clock. It gets later. Next week gets later. It's getting later. Yeah, next week 9 o'clock, and Bez Hashem, maybe we'll. If anyone wants to bring a little bit of Purim refreshments, we can bring some Purim refreshments.
I don't know if it affects anyone here. The Lavoya of not the Shiller tonight.
Oh, the famous.
Both dynamics.
Wow.
Is this good enough?
I think it's very nice. Oh. It looks very nice.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Allah, did you just hear the shiur? Oh no! Okay, so we're talking about 9 o'clock next Motzei Shabbos here, and anyone who wants to bring a little bit of Purim refreshments can bring. 9 o'clock next week. Shkaya. Thank you. Wow, it turned out to be a Purim. I knew that Hashem was going to help us, that we were going to have something having to do with Purim. It always happens.
So
that was pretty good.
Literally, my dad used to listen to Chazanas. He had the most comprehensive collection of Chazanas imaginable. If I could close my eyes and say one thing that I remember from my childhood, Zoyrim Oimrim. From Mordechai Hirschman, mamish, not once, but a thousand times.
Really?
And then I never knew what the words meant. Then I finally looked up and I understood, you know.
Right.
You know, after his experiences, why, alright, you want one from when he was a kid too?
I don't know, let me see it first.
Hold on.
That was a very good one. If you email that one to me. I think that's a very appropriate one. There's a good smile. That Radova Valley is a keeper. He says, after we are downtrodden, then we have the ability to ask for Yeshua. Wow, wow, wow. All from Hashem. Say from little kid, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot for me when I was a little kid. From both of them. Nah, I mean, it helps.
That's face recognition?
No. That's what it is.
That's him, yeah, that's my person.
Yeah.
He still has that face.
All right, so I'll just send that one.
Perfect.
All right, thanks, Rabbi.
There are a lot of people here for Kriya Sefer today.
We have to put the mechitza here for when.
Are we, is it typical for, I know we don't have this Purim Shabbos too often, but do we have a nicer kiddush?
Yeah.